You're listening to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. It is time to talk with Dr. Bob Weiss this morning. Good morning, Dr. Weiss.
Good morning, Andy, to you and your listeners.
Thank you, sir. What do you have for us today to discuss?
Okay, here we go. I think your listeners, at least for those who read the Wall Street Journal and other gatekeepers of society, this just came out actually July 28th, last Tuesday. And this is hidden back on about page 3 or 4. It says Boy Scouts end ban on gay adult leaders. And so they can have gay adult leaders. Mm-hmm. The vote was 45 to 12. And Farmer Defense Secretary, I can't think of his first name. It's in here someplace here. Gates, what's his first? Robert Gates? No.
Mm-hmm. I think that's right.
Yeah. Robert Gates, he's the organization's president. And he said, in so many words here, this cannot be sustained, that is, the ban on gay adults. It could expose organizations to litigation and continue negative public attention. So this is an issue, as we have discussed off the air, an issue of survival.
Mm-hmm.
And so once again, a quote from one of the gay leaders, I might add here. He says, in terms of this, they believe that this exception for religious organizations, which means the admission of openly gay leaders, is inconsistent with the doctrines of the church and what have traditionally been valued of the Boy Scouts of America. This, of course, is coming from the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. And so supposedly churches are not going to be held to this, but the Chad Griffin, who is the president of the Human Rights Campaign, the Gay Lesbian Civil Rights Organization, he said discrimination should have no place in the Boy Scouts, period. So, but churches are not going to be held to this.
So churches have an exemption to this. They would not be required to those religious organizations or those churches who have chartered groups are can choose whoever they want to be
yes.
their leaders.
Until they're challenged.
Until
see, now here you go. So because this is not an auxiliary group of within the context of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod, I can't address other Christian organizations or churches, but many churches support mm-hmm. the Boy Scouts of America. And so now what will the church do if they say, well, we've been here at, say, St. John's Lutheran Church for 15 years, and now our leader happens to be gay? The question is, and I haven't read what Bob Gates has said totally on this, is there really a way out for the Lutheran churches to say, sorry, we cannot tolerate this, or we're not bound to this? I haven't read whether or not they say that this is okay, but you accept boys. You know, can the churches accept gay boys? Or can they say, no, we don't want you? I still think that is kind of vague, you know. So what will they do if they have, you know, can a woman be a Boy Scout leader? See, and I don't know about that. I haven't, mm-hmm. I've been thinking about this because eventually what I have heard and what I have read in other areas, the Girl Scouts are going to be moving into this same area eventually. So churches that support Girl Scouts of America and Brownies and so forth, they're going to be moving into this. So this is something that I might admit here, when my brother who struggles through this up in St. John's Decatur, he said, what do you think's going to happen? I said, well, they're going to have gay leaders eventually. It's going to happen. And of course, the snowball effect, it happens. So what is going to happen after this with churches? I dare say, even though churches have this exemption, somebody will challenge it. It's just our society that, you know, this is the old Mount Everest Center. If it's there, we're going to try and do it. Hmm. We're going to challenge it. It's going to be challenged.
So this is just one issue that is going to be an ongoing issue for us as long as we are involved in scouting. I think that the other side of it, the other side to consider is If we become, if we remove ourselves entirely from scouting, does that remove us from opportunities for witness in scouting and organizations like that?
Well, I agree with you. I think there are people who would say, we need not to get involved anymore with the Boy Scouts of America. And if this ever gets to the Girl Scouts, we shouldn't be doing that either. We shouldn't be sitting down at the table with those who profess to be active in their sexual proclivities of male, male, female, female, and so forth. That's just repulsive. It's repugnant. If we take that method, then I believe we have not remained steadfast and immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord and witnessing, because we are called, Acts 1:8, to be his witness. We are to go make disciples by baptizing and teaching. We've talked about this before, baptize and teach. Mm-hmm. Frequently we say baptize, and we forget the teaching. And this, you know, some say, well, this is going to be a fine line, Bob, you know. Well, what do we do if they show up that way? I think it's an opportunity for the pastors and the elders to sit down with these people and say, talk to us, tell us about your life, find out what's going on, and we want to share our witness with you. Because there will have to be boundaries set and consequences if anything happens, and all the legal ramifications of the church in terms of, are they covered if anything should happen? I think certainly the law has to be involved here, but the Lord and left-hand kingdom, he has set that up too, mm-hmm. for his good purposes. So I'm not sure, and I don't know if you have any additional ideas, but how do we work this out within the context of our Christian witness?
Mm-hmm. How far do we remove ourselves from public organizations? Mm-hmm. Do we remove ourselves from public organizations, then do we no longer have a place in public organizations and in the public square? You know, I imagine this is going to be a tough question to answer. And I know that our church body certainly is looking into this and is in conversations with the leaders of the Boy Scouts of America to determine appropriate response to this and to assist congregations in figuring out what to do. It's a tough call.
It's a tough call, and it may very well be what Paul did when he went to Mars Hills. I mean, there he's got a whole bunch of Epicurean. I mean, he's got all these people that could care less about Jesus Christ crucified and resurrected. And yet, what does he do? He enters into their domain. Mm-hmm. He walks through Athens, he knows what's going on, he sees the idolaters, he sees the Stoics and the Epicureans, he sees all these people, and he chats a bit with them, and they invite him in to talk, and he does. And he lays out basically our whole creedal theology in front of them, and he doesn't grind his axe. He says, here's what it is. So it may very well be an opportunity that, and of course the attorneys will have to deal with the law side of this, but how far do we remove ourselves? I don't think we should remove ourselves, but find ways, as say you have a church and all of a sudden a guy comes up and says, I'm the new leader. Oh, okay, well, sure. Certainly this person would be interviewed, I would hope, by the pastor and the elders. Tell us about yourself. Well, you know, I have to tell you I'm gay. Tell us about that. You know, find out what's going on. Listen to these people and say, let me share with you, the pastor, the elders, what we believe, teach, and confess, you know, about our humanity and what it means to be human in Christ. I would say that if this individual says, fine, let me hear it, that would be a good Christian witness. If this individual becomes stiff-necked and is unwilling to work with us on that, then I would say that based on what I'm reading here in the sharp, we could say that at this point in time, we wouldn't be unable to allow you to lead the Boy Scouts in this church, or we would have to sort of remit the charter on this. I mean, I'm just kind of, you know, we're thinking out loud here.
Sure.
And so I don't know what your response would be on something like this.
Well, I think this is a conversation that will go on for at least for a while. I know that as our church body addresses it as a, you know, on administrative level, but I know congregations and parents are going mm-hmm. to struggle with this. Do we entirely remove ourselves from public organizations like this and create our own organizations or work with those that are specifically geared toward religious groups? Do we do that? If so, does that remove us from opportunities, from abundant opportunities for witness? Or if we stay in scouting, if we stay in the, you know, Boy Scouts of America, will the voice of the Christians be squelched so that they can no longer publicly confess Christ in those settings? Those are all questions I think that we need to address as we're looking at what it means to be a part of such organizations.
Right. Yeah. And I mean, I'm, you know, when we're chatting about this and you're addressing all of these various questions, I still tend to think what I'm hearing you say is that let's not be too fast to draw our guns on this one and start shooting and grinding our axe, but let's sit back and find out what really is the most important theological, confessional area that we need to be focusing on here in terms of living our life in Christ, and not saying, oh, we're not going to do this, and close the door. Now this is not what would Jesus do, okay? But clearly, I mean, whom did he come for? The sick, mm-hmm. the sinner. We have to also make sure that we know people that are out there, much like when we talked about Planned Parenthood, who have struggled through abortions, who have, through repentance and faith, received forgiveness for these issues, and now take that out. I heard a lady on the radio this morning, how she went through the struggle of abortion, and how people I've worked with who have struggled through their sexual identity and now no longer are practicing gay, lesbian, bisexual, and so forth. And then those are the ones I think can be very helpful here in working through some of these. And it may very well be this is one of those things that we have to kind of take one concern at a time, but have some various guidelines. Because mm-hmm. I know President Harrison has laid some of this out already in the first letter that he has sent out, which did not close the door.
Right, right. It's a conversation.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The conversation has not ended yet.
No, I think it's, I agree with you. This will be, for a long time, whatever that means, it will go on
for a long time.
And that's good.
Even if the relationship with the Boy Scouts ends because of this, even if our official relationship with them ends with this, that doesn't mean that the conversation, this type of conversation ends, because there are other things, you know, that where this issue will come up in terms of what our child is involved in at school and things like that. We'll continue to be future conversations that we have.
And all this goes back to what you raised in our last session a week ago. What does, you know, about our Christian witness, what does it mean to be in Christ and to remain steadfast and immovable, not legalistic, mm-hmm. but to share the good news of Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. I mean, this is where we are, mm-hmm. and this is important.
Well, thanks, Bob. Great conversation. We'll continue the conversation next time.
My pleasure.